This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. A group of mostly young supporters greets U.S. President Donald Trump as he returns to the White House early Tuesday morning. The president was returning from Grand Rapids, Michigan, where he held his final campaign rally. Election Day 2020, and not since the election of 1900, has the U.S. seen this kind of voter turnout when the population of this country was about one quarter of what it is today. AP White House correspondent Sagar Magani.
Did he really win? Are we serious about this?
The president has said it over and over. Biden is shot and should not be elected.
You can't do that to our country. He's not mentally equipped.
At nearly the same time yesterday,
we're done.
Biden said the president's time is up.
We're done with the chaos. We're done with the tweets, the anger, the hate, the failure. Irresponsibility.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
There's a good chance Americans won't know the winner of today's presidential election when they go to bed tonight. The main reason? Many states have made it easier to request a mail-in ballot amid the coronavirus pandemic and concerns about crowded polling places. But mail ballots generally require more time to process than ballots that are cast in person. The president himself has not been shy about casting doubt on the legitimacy of the election if the vote counting goes too much beyond today's election day. Georgetown University law professor Joshua Geltzer.
The arguments we've heard from Donald Trump about this election, they are not legal arguments. They are simply disinformation. The notion that if we don't know the winner on election night, something wrong has happened, or we need to go with whoever seems to be leading, that is not a legal argument that would win in front of any federal judge appointed by a president of any major party.
This is VOA News. Austrian officials said Tuesday a perpetrator of an attack in Vienna, Austria, that killed at least four people and wounded 14 others, was a sympathizer of the Islamic State terror group. Interior Minister Karl Nehammer told reporters the assailant was armed with an assault rifle and wore a fake suicide vest. He added in comments later to the Austrian news agency that the attacker was convicted last year of trying to travel to Syria to join Islamic State. Police shot the assailant dead, and Nehammer said a search was ongoing today to see if anyone else was involved in the attack. President Trump's suggestion that he may fire Dr. Anthony Fauci, the government's top infectious disease expert, after Tuesday's election isn't going over well with many experts. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has this report.
President Trump responded to this "Fire Fauci" chant at a campaign rally in Florida Sunday night.
But let me wait till a little bit after the election.
Over the weekend, Fauci told the Washington Post the U.S. could not possibly be positioned more poorly to stem the spread of the coronavirus as the colder months arrive and people gather indoors more. That assessment resonates with many health experts, including Dr. Matt Hines at the Tucson Medical Center, who says the notion of firing Fauci
perfectly encapsulates everything that's really just been wrong with this administration's approach.
Dr. John Swartzberg at UC Berkeley's School of Public Health adds,
for us to control this pandemic, we need a trusted voice out of the federal government.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Despite the pandemic, U.S. manufacturing is on the upswing. From the Associated Press, Sherry Adler.
U.S. manufacturing activity reached its highest levels in 2 years last month. U.S. manufacturing posted a strong gain in October, even though coronavirus cases were beginning to surge again in many parts of the country. The Institute for Supply Management, an association of purchasing managers, says its manufacturing index rose by just under 4% last month. It's the highest level for this closely watched barometer of manufacturing health since September of 2018. Any reading above 50 signals that manufacturing is expanding. October's number, just over 59. I'm Shelley Antler.
Islamic State claimed responsibility for an attack on Kabul University yesterday that killed 22 people, including students. In a message posted on Telegram, the group claimed to have killed and injured 80 Afghan judges, investigators, and security personnel. The death toll released by Afghan officials is much lower at 22. Forecasters say Hurricane Eta is due to come ashore in Nicaragua on Tuesday as an extremely dangerous Category 4 hurricane. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.